With these levels of synthetic structures in mind, we should turn our attention to complex level synthetic structures.
When we speak of complex theological structures, we have in mind frameworks or systems of theology that are so far-reaching that they incorporate many basic and middle-level structures and then combine them with other ideas as well. There are many complex theological systems in Old Testament theology, but we will focus our attention on one of the most prominent, what we will call the theology of the kingdom of God.
There is much we could say about this topic, but in this lesson, it will suffice for us simply to summarize the doctrine of the kingdom of God, and then to look at an example of how it helps us to see the theological structures of a segment of Old Testament history. The doctrine of God's kingdom refers to God's all-encompassing plan for His creation. From Genesis to Revelation, we find that history is moving immutably toward the goal of God receiving honor and praise from all creatures by establishing His glorious reign on earth as it is now in heaven. All of Scripture makes it clear that God ordained His image, human beings, to serve this end by preparing the earth for His glorious kingdom. Although God originally placed His image only within the holy Garden of Eden, human beings have always been called to extend the boundaries of God's garden to the ends of the earth by multiplying and having dominion in service to God. As we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, "And God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground.'" After the fall into sin, human beings needed to be redeemed and empowered by God in order to carry out this task. Nevertheless, those whom God redeemed from sin were still called to expand God's kingdom by spreading His redemption and rule everywhere. Sadly, time and again, the Scriptures reveal that God's people failed in their mission. But God did not give up on His kingdom plan. His plan was ultimately fulfilled when the second person of the Trinity became a human being, when He lived a perfectly holy life, paid for the sins of God's people by dying on the cross, rose from the dead, and received His just reward when He ascended into heaven. From there, Jesus now reigns over all, and He will return in glory to make all things new. When Christ returns, He will utterly eliminate evil from the earth and form the new heavens and new earth. And at that time, the earth will be filled with redeemed holy images of God, and God the Father will descend and fill all the earth with His glory. As we read in Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 23, "One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, 'Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.' And he carried me away in the Spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp." Prior to this consummation of all things in the glorious return of Christ, God has called His redeemed people to take up the cause of spreading His kingdom. Every stride that Old Testament believers made toward this end was in service to God's great kingdom plan. This biblical vision of God's kingdom coming to earth forms an all-embracing synthetic theological structure that helps us understand God's revelations in history. His kingdom plan lies in the background of everything He ever did and said in the Old Testament. God will be glorified by His image extending His reign to all the earth. This synthetic theological structure helps us understand the logical organization of all divine revelation in the Old Testament. To see how this complex theological organization helps us understand particular portions of Old Testament history more clearly, consider once again the example of Eve's creation in Genesis chapter 2. We have seen that God did and said many things that logically intersected in a variety of ways. We've also seen that the logical arrangement of covenant dynamics draws attention to the fact that God showed much benevolence to Adam, that he called Adam to loyalty, that Adam fulfilled some of his responsibilities, and that Adam was blessed when God created Eve as his suitable partner. But as helpful as it is to see these theological structures, we are still left with an important question. Why did God do these things? What was his ultimate purpose? The answer to these questions is found in the theology of God's kingdom. As we have said, at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1, God gave a special role to humanity in his world. As his image, humanity was called to be the righteous instrument by which God's paradise or kingdom would spread throughout the world. But Adam could not fulfill his kingdom mission by himself. A solitary man could not multiply and take dominion over the whole earth. So God blessed Adam further with a suitable helper who would enable him to fulfill his role in God's kingdom. With Eve at Adam's side, the image of God would be able to multiply and to move forward in great numbers to prepare the earth for God's glorious reign. When we view the creation of Eve against the backdrop of this complex theological structure, we can see that her creation was an important step toward turning the whole world into the kingdom of God. So we see that periods of Old Testament history reflect synthetic theological structures on many levels. On a basic level, we notice how acts and words of God intersect with each other. As we enlarge our view to the middle range of structures like divine covenants, we can see how sets of God's revelations fit within the logic of larger theological arrangements. And as we apply even larger synthetic structures, like the kingdom of God, we find that the coherence of divine revelation becomes even clearer. In this lesson, we've explored how biblical theologians form synchronic syntheses of Old Testament theology. We noted that synchronic synthesis is the description of God's act and word revelations during particular times in Old Testament history. We also looked at the ways historical information can be acquired from different genres in the Old Testament. And we saw how to discern the synthetic theological structures of God's revelation on a variety of levels during a period of history. Forming synchronic syntheses of Old Testament theology is a vital dimension of biblical theology. As we understand what God revealed through his acts and words during particular periods of Old Testament history, we will be better prepared to explore how theology developed through the entire Bible.